And it's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. This is the hour that we're generally down in the alley. And last week I was talking to my old buddy, Studebaker John, and I knew that he was inspired to play guitar by Hound Dog Taylor, and we discussed that from time to time. I never knew that he really was a fan of another slide guitar player here in town, J.B. Hutto. And we spoke about that, and it occurred to me that in all the years that I've been doing this program, that I've actually never devoted a special to the recordings of J.B. Hutto. And I thought we'd remedy that right now. We'd spend the next hour playing sides by J.B. Hutto. If he was before your time, he passed away in 1983, so he probably weren't around for a lot of you. J.B. was a slide guitar player, and he was the first guy to appear on stage in the blues world wearing a fez. And it turns out he actually was the uncle, popular blues man today, Little Ed, and the Blues Imperial. Well, J.B. Hutto was his uncle. And I think it's sort of where Little Ed got it, was from J.B. Hutto. And I thought we'd spend this hour listening to the sides by J.B. There's not all that much out there for a guy who was around for so long. But we'll go back to his very first recordings. He did two sessions in the year 1954 for the Chance label based here in Chicago. He did four sides and then a second session with three sides. And what we'll do is we'll just send them out in your direction in the order in which they were recorded, starting with this one, the classic called Pet Cream Man.
Get your milk from a jug of cow. Get your butter from the farmer. Get your milk from a jug of cow. Now you can get your pet cream from me. For me, look good as she only understands. Then tell your school girl, your body too young to understand. Keep on living. Someday they found me the pet cream man.
Thank you.
loving me. I won't keep you for an hour, maybe two or three, 'cause I won't love you. Shame. As long as you give me your great loving, I'll bear the blame, 'cause I won't love you. Go, love back, baby, give me a little more love before you go out that door, 'cause I won't love you. Hey, won't love you. Well, I won't love you, girl, give me trouble, not night and day. Morning, I looked out my door. I couldn't hear nothing, baby, but the whistle blow. When you said you were leaving, I thought it was a game. But I knew this morning you were on that midnight train. Are you gone? Would have cried, baby. What good would it do? You couldn't have heard me cry the doggo blue. So I'm sitting here lonely, my head hanging low. I'm thinking about the little girl that won't be back no more, because she's gone. Everybody knows she's gone. Yeah, then they all trying to tell me, hey, 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 she's around. Now, bye-bye, baby, I have no more to say. I just hope I meet your girl some old rainy day. You on my mind, every place I go. How much I love you, darling, now you will never know. You're gone. Everybody knows you're gone. Now night, then they all try to tell me, J.B., you treat her wrong.
There's J.B. Hutto. Boy, that's sort of rough-hewn stuff, isn't it? I'd forgotten how primitive a lot of that stuff is. We listened to four sides. They were all done in January of 1954 for the Chance label. We had Pet Cream Man, then Loving You, Now She's Gone, and that last side was a thing called the Combination Boogie. And in addition to J.B. Hutto, Joseph Benjamin Hutto, J.B. Hutto, on guitar and vocal, you had George Mayweather on harp, Joe Custom on bass, and Porkchop. Eddie Hines was on the drum set, or on certain records, he'd play the washboard along with it. He'd stomp the bass and beat out the rhythm on a washboard. And a lot of times people, well, you see the Cajuns play a washboard that's a vest and fill all their hands, the digits, the fingers and thumbs, with thimbles and make that noise, sort of a ratchet sound as they do that. That was the first recording session, again, January 1954. They also recorded for Chance one more time. There were actually five sides, but only three of them were ever issued, done in October 1954. The lineup for the band was basically the same, except to the quartet, it J.B., George Mayweather, Joe Custom, and Eddie Porkchop Hines, they added Little Johnny Jones on piano. Let's check those sides out right now.
Thank you. an empty shell. This morning was all set to start. My boss was up and told me, son, baby, my heart and soul. Don't they even need you? He told tell my wife she didn't fuss. Finance took the car. Last night I was standing a great long line, a line like a head boy in 1929. There was told, don't think I'd make it anymore. In 1944, everything was going long strong. I says 10 years later, boy, and everything going wrong, and so slow. Don't believe I can make it anymore.
There's J.B. Hutto and his band was the Hawks. They were later known as the Hawks. I don't know if they were the Hawks at that point. J.B. Hutto, and let's see, I'm trying, because I jumbled these up on my page. We started out with a thing on that second set, The Price of Love. Then Things Are So Slow. And we wrapped it up with a side called Dim Lights, three of those recorded for Chance in October 1954. Again, it was J.B. Hutto on guitar and vocal, George Mayweather harp, Joe Custom bass, Eddie Porkchop Hines on drums, but they added Little Johnny Jones, I think, on those last two sides, if I'm not mistaken. J.B. Hutto. And if you're just now joining us, that's what we're doing this hour. I think this is the first time I've ever done this, where we've devoted an entire hour for the recordings of J.B. Hutto, one of the post-war veterans in the early years there. Up next, in terms of making records for J.B. Hutto, he made those records in 1954. His next recording session was actually done in 1965, 11 years later. And the next time J.B. got to record was, it said December 1965, Sam Charters was in town in December of 65, and Maynard Solomon had given him a budget to record some of the bands that were active in 1965 in Chicago. And so what Sam Charters did was he didn't find a front man and put bands together. He only recorded people who had working bands who would bring their bands in to record. JB happened to have a band together at that time. It was stripped down to three pieces, guitar, bass, and drums. JB Hutto on guitar and vocal. It was Herman Hassel on bass and Frank Kirkland on the drums. And they did a session for the Vanguard label. There were, it looks like there are five sides here. And what do you say we spin these? We'll start with this first title in the set, which was called Going Ahead.
You go ahead and learn someday. You say your friends all love you, but this ain't for the best. Yeah, but I'll care for you, never give you no happiness.
Thank you.
baby, help, 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 help. Hey, yeah, 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 I need help.
Thank you.
too.
There's J.B. Hutto and his band, The Hawks, recorded for the Vanguard label, and those were done in December of 1965. We had Going Ahead, then Please Help, also Too Much Alcohol, Married Woman's Blues, and That's the Truth. There's J.B. Hutto and The Hawks, recorded for the Vanguard label. Up next, he recorded for Pete Weldon and the Testament label. He did an entire CD. Well, actually, it was an LP originally. There were 12 sides. And we're going to grab a handful of them here. These were done in June of 1966. And there's an all-star Chicago band here. J.B. Hutto, guitar and vocal. Johnny Young, second guitar. Big Walter Horton on harmonica. Lee Jackson is on bass, and Fred Belo is on the drums, and let's start right here.
Yeah.
at a party night. But I made that mistake, doing bad to the rest of my life.
J.B. Hutto, recorded for the Testament label by Pete Welding. In June 1966, we had three sides, Dust My Broom, Mistaken Life, and Blues, Stay Away From Me. It was J.B. on guitar and vocal, Johnny Young second guitar, Big Walter Horton harmonica, Lee Jackson on bass, and Fred Belo on the drums. I saw J.B. a couple of times on the South Side when he was at Turner's. I think that was 39th in Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember he wore these little spectacles, little glasses that were tinted. He had the fez. And the thing I remember is when he opened his mouth to sing, honest to God, the corners of his mouth were at the base of his ears. He had such a big mouth. Talk about gate mouth. It was just, I think the only other guy I've ever seen performing with that kind of a mouth was Johnny Hodges. He had, you know, as they say, embouchure from ear to ear. And that's exactly the same thing that J.B. Hutto had. Well, to wrap it up this hour, we've got a couple of sides on the Delmark label. Bob Kester recorded him in 1966. And the package was called J.B. Hutto and His Hawks, Hawk Squat, with Sonny Land Slim included here. And let's see, we'll get the first two in, so let's just start now. It's Hip Shaken and then 20% Alcohol.
On a tree, you gotta stop on your jaws and breath. Get out, woman. You're in that mess. You're hip shaking. Woo! You're hip shaking. Get it? I said, my me. You're hip shaking for me. You're walking good, baby, looking all right. You're tipping round like you're walking on ice. Move your hand now, begin the day. Coming up and wait for your man, your hip.
the heat. All I'm trying to do, girl, keep your big feet out of the streets. You think you look so fine? No, you out of sight. You better stop, let me tell you now. They say the wine you drank and not took out all your hair, honey, you drink. Girl, you ain't no good old. I had that thing to keep you living. 20% load alcohol. Drunk out all your friends. The one or two you got left grown when they mention your name. You ought to wake up, baby, and get a hope to yourself. That ain't a hard to do, girl, boy. You ain't got much left, honey, do you drink? When I walked out your door, I left your key now on the shelf. That was telling you, baby, you could go out for yourself. Told me you got a rape, got your money took. I wonder why you put your name now on the Undertaker book, cause you play.
Yeah, there's J.B. Hutto and a thing called 20% Alcohol. It's on the Delmark label. The first package they did, Hawk Squat, was the name of it from 1966. Dave Myers on bass, Sonny Land Slim piano, Frank Kirkland on the drums. And a really weird thing, Maurice McIntyre of AACM plays sax on some of this, so it gets sort of crazy. And Sonny Land Slim plays organ. But that's all we've got time for this hour. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll come back with our fifth and final hour. Of course, that includes the Soul Breakfast. So you just hang on. We'll be back before you know it.